Welcome to our discussion today with our panelists. We're going to talk about something that has to do with buying things, shopping. And we have as our panelists today...
Hi, everyone. I'm Campbell.
Campbell, do you like to be on Advanced?
I love being on Advanced. It's always a lot of fun, and you learn a lot, and you have some interesting topics.
Well, especially now today when we're talking about shopping, we have to have one man here because usually, traditionally, they say men don't like shopping that much. Do you like shopping, going out and shopping?
I actually do. I am kind of the non-traditional man. Mm-hmm. And in my family, I'm the one that actually shops more than my wife.
Well, it's surprising, really. A lot of men do like shopping. Some don't, but some do.
Yes. So,
but anyway, it's good to have you with us. And who else do we have on our panel today?
Hi, I'm Serena.
And Serena, do you like to go shopping?
Yes, I can shop until I drop. Which
shop
means,
do you drop? Is an
which means I can shop until I'm physically exhausted, so yes.
Women usually like to shop, and they look for bargains. And if you're in a hurry... You can go into a store and just say, I know what size I am, and you can go down there and find that size on its floor and then look at it quite quickly. Or you can take a long time looking around. Either way, right?
Right. Some stores vary in sizes, like a size 4 will be different compared to another store, so that's why I always like to try them on.
You like to go to different stores. Good. Well, this is online personal shoppers. Now, we already have online shopping, don't we?
That's right. Online shopping is where we shop on the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, we take our phone or we take our computer and then we go and log on to a store and we look for things and order things and then it's sent to our house.
Online shopping is quite popular, and especially if you want to buy things that are not made in your city or something, or some people buy computers online, or they'll see the clothes that are advertised, and that they could look open in their computer and find all these different shopping areas, and then they choose what they want, and they order it.
That's right.
So that's already popular, isn't
it? And that's definitely the trend now, is that people are shopping more and more online. A lot of physical stores are actually closing down because the retailers decide, hey, it's cheaper to do it online, let's just move everything online.
Not only clothes, but like bookstores and are closing. People buy books, but they buy them online.
Yeah, electronics, things like that.
But this one is about personal shoppers online. So we're going to study that today, and it's on page 14 of your magazine, Online Personal Shoppers. And what does it say under that title?
The Internet Reinvents the Shopping Experience.
So the Internet reinvents it. That's interesting.
That's right. So we're creating a new shopping experience for everyone.
Right. It still has something to do with the Internet, doesn't it?
Yes.
So we're going to find out about this article now. And we're going to read the first section, the first paragraph, line 1 through line 15.
Online personal shoppers. The Internet reinvents the shopping experience. What if you could celebrate your birthday every month? More and more, shoppers are coming home to find the glee that comes from opening a box full of surprises, thanks to subscription-based personal shopping services. Personal shoppers have been a mainstay of the retail experience for the well-heeled and wealthy, but only recently have they been accessible to the masses through digital age ingenuity. By filling out a questionnaire, customers give retailers guidelines to their likes and dislikes, their body shape and size, and their ideal price range.
Well, I don't know about this opening thing. They're just trying to make a catchy phrase, but I don't know if you want to celebrate your birthday every month, but what does it mean here by that?
Well, I think it's trying to describe that experience of opening up presents and packages and finding out what's inside and being surprised. You were talking before the program that this isn't necessarily like that, right? Because you're actually paying for these packages.
Right. If I open a birthday present, I don't have to pay for it.
Right. I think it's more of a surprise because you don't really know what you're going to get.
You know what you're going to get. When you get a package, you don't know what's in it. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's your birthday or not, it's fun to get a package in the mail. But now more and more shoppers are saying, I'll get home from work, and there's a package for me, and I'm going to open it. and I'm happy with glee.
Right.
And they're going to find out. It's full of surprises. And that's what they call what? What do they call that? Subscription.
They call that subscription-based personal shopping services.
Yeah. I actually think it's kind of fun. I mean, sometimes I do order things online, you know, and I forget what I ordered, and then the package shows up, and I'm like, oh, what is this? You know, even though I paid for it. But it is still fun to open up and see what's inside.
Well, it's subscription-based, so you do have to register.
That's right.
Dungy, I'll register.
Yeah.
And we'll find out more about it. But it's a personal shopping service just for you. We'll have to find out more about that. But it talks about personal shoppers because people who go out and buy things on their own, they have been a mainstay of the retail experience for the people who are very wealthy.
That's right.
A couple of good vocabulary words in here. What does it mean to be the mainstay?
Mainstay is the most important part of something, providing support for everything else. So
it's what they count on. They rely upon it. This is our mainstay. These are our regular customers, right?
Right. It's been an important part of the industry. Yeah. And personal shoppers are people that shop for people, right? So, you know, maybe I'll go into a store and, you know, I don't know what I want to buy. I might hire a personal shopper to shop for me.
Right. And this is mostly people that are well-heeled. In a sense, that's kind of a slang term, but it's a kind of idiom. What does it mean to be well-heeled?
Well, well-heeled just means that you're rich. You know, you have money.
I don't know where that word came from. But
yeah, it's a good question.
It's not used
nice
very
shoes.
Often.
Right? Yeah. Well-heeled. He's well-heeled means got a lot of money, I guess. But I say you don't hear it very often. But they're trying to make this article exciting, so they're throwing in a few of these expressions.
That's right, yeah.
But the wealthy people have often had people say, certain stores will say, well, I think you'll like this, and send it to them.
Right.
But that's only the very wealthy people.
Right, because you'd have to pay extra for that service.
That's right, you would, right. But now recently, something has happened. What has happened recently?
Recently, you have been accessible to the masses through digital age ingenuity.
Right.
That's right. So recently, more and more people are being able to access this kind of service.
And it's a lot cheaper as well than having your own personal stylist.
Right. You don't have to be wealthy to have this service. But the people who are selling, they're the retailers, that you give them certain things, like I like blue, right? I like red, I don't like brown, whatever. You tell them what you like, what you don't like. What else do they need to know about you?
Well, they need to know your body size and shape so they know what kind of clothes and the silhouette that best fits you and your ideal price range so they don't want to send you something that you feel like is too expensive or too cheap.
They say, well, usually I just buy my clothes, I pay so much. So they put that down and they keep a personal record on their computers of everything about you.
I'm not so scary.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, and that's also a new trend now. It used to be about mass production, right? So they make a lot of something. But now it's mass customization where everything becomes personalized based on
your
taste.
They try to sell to you.
Exactly.
Well, we have to find out more about what we think. And then in the end, I want all you to think of whether you'd like this service. But it's called subscription-based. You subscribe to the personal shopping service. Do you want them to shop and send you things you like? Think about it, because we're going to talk about it more later, aren't we?
That's right.
Well, it talks about this digitalized Main Street shopper. Let's find out a little more about it. Let's read the next section.
Digitalized Main Street Shopkeeper. The Internet's massive accumulation of data on individuals and the ability to shape that information into meaningful recommendations have created a digital version of the old-school Main Street shopkeeper who knew everybody's size and taste and could always make a sale. But in the Internet version, the clothes come right to the customer's home. Shoppers pay only for the items they keep and send the rest back. The process gives them a quick and painless way to keep their wardrobes up to date while avoiding the masses at the mall.
So there's an awful lot of data in order to do this that's on the internet. It says massive means so much accumulation of data on individuals. So maybe your data is with them, and you've gained a little weight, so you have to have a different size, so you have to tell them. Mm-hmm. So they know everything about you. But they have to find what you like, and then they will recommend things for you to buy.
Right.
It's like having a personal shopper.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So it's one thing to have that information, but then to be able to use that information to make recommendations that will result in sales.
Right.
And it's kind of a gamble, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't really know if the
stylist... You know what they're going to want to buy.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And it's kind of what they call a digital version of what we had said. When you went to shop, it's your main stores, because Main Street, the stores you usually go to. Now, if you go to a certain store a lot, they'll know you. Oh, there's you. Are you like brown shoes? So they'll bring out brown shoes and show you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to that store.
Right. So when I think of Main Street, I think of a small town, you know, and there's this one
main area. Everybody knows everybody.
That's right. There's one main area where all the stores are, and there's a shopkeeper. You know, he has a clothes, and that's where all the people in that town come to buy clothes. And so he knows everybody, and he knows what they like and what they don't like, and he makes recommendations. But now we're digitalizing that and making it an online experience.
But it's been years since they had all these old Main Street towns. Almost everybody moved to bigger cities now.
Right.
They move their jobs and they go to many, many different department stores. Not too many people know where they go to some place where they know them.
Mm-hmm.
They go to a lot of different malls.
That's
There's
right.
so many, aren't there?
Oh, there are tons. I love going to malls, you know. But
I mean, they don't know you in all those malls.
Right, that's true.
You can't go there all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's kind of trying to bring a little bit of that old... personal touch back.
So if somebody knows you and they say, oh, are you in to buy a jacket? Oh, you bought a blue one. Why don't you buy a green one this time? But, you know, that those kind of days are kind of gone forever, I think.
Yeah,
don't you think so?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy going with my friends and shopping for them, you know, and I enjoy, like, picking out different clothes that I think they might enjoy. And everybody's different. And some people like this style. Other people like a different style. And so, but it takes a lot of effort to do that. So now they're trying to make it where the computer does it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, I guess, a quicker, easier process.
Well, then the clothes come right to their home. So they pick out the clothes they think you will like, and they send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you open up this package. But if you keep it, you have to pay for it.
That's right.
Mm. Right?
And if you don't, you just send it right back.
So there's a lot of back and forth with all the postage and the mailing. And that takes a whole lot of jobs, too, doesn't it?
Yes. So what I did look up a few of these stores, and most of them have the free shipping both on both sides. You know, so they'll send it to you for free, and then when you don't want it, you send it back, and they'll pay for the shipping.
Somebody has to pay for it.
Somebody pays for the shipping, that's right.
The shoppers only pay for the items they keep, and then they send the rest back. So there's a lot of bookkeeping and things involved.
That's
It'd be a lot more expensive that way than just going into a store and saying, I want to buy this. You don't have to have all that handling and packaging and they bought this
inventory,
and didn't buy that and inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me a bit complicated, really.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think it does take more organization and more bookkeeping, as you were saying.
More
but
people.
I think people are paying for it, you know, so that is something that people want.
But I bet they add it into the price. I think you can buy it cheaper if you don't do that.
I would try this maybe once or twice, but definitely not on a daily basis.
Right.
It'll add up.
Not every month, right?
And I mean, that's where the subscription fee comes in.
Right.
You're paying for that service.
Right, that's true. So what they give them quick, and they call it painless way, to keep their wardrobes up to date. So they will show you what's the latest thing that you might want to buy it, and you don't have to do anything about it. That makes you a bit lazy, too. You know, you go around and look a little bit and try on things.
Right.
I don't think we need to be that way, so we don't do anything. Just sit at home and wait for people to tell us what to wear.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it depends on you. Like, if, I mean, are you the kind of person that likes to have a new outfit every week or every month? You know, or are you okay shopping? That's true. So are you the kind that shops, you know, once a year or once every half a year, you know, and buys some clothes or not at all? So it depends on you, you know.
Well, I think by having these things in front of you, it's a temptation to buy them if you need them or not.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Especially if it's sent to your house.
That's
would you be able to resist it, Serena?
I probably would not be able to resist.
So she'd be a good target for them, right?
That's right.
But you try to avoid all the people at the mall.
Yeah.
But it's kind of fun to go to malls, and you can sit down and have a cup of coffee someplace and look around and see different things. And it's kind of good to get out away from your home. You don't have to just sit at home, have everybody serve you.
That's true. It is good to get out. Yeah. I do like the idea of avoiding crowds, because I personally don't like crowds.
But there's not crowds all the time. You know when a crowd is Saturday afternoon, maybe. So you go when they're not so crowded.
Right. Or a holiday. Just don't go then. Yeah.
Yeah. I personally enjoy shopping and walking around and trying on clothes. But there have been times.
Shops and different things.
There have been times where maybe there was a pushy salesman or the line was too long in the fitting room and I was just not in the mood to go shopping.
You might not need it. That's the main thing. But that's what they're talking about here. So they think that people really don't like to go to the malls. They're too crowded. But a lot of people love going to the malls and meet their friends there. And, you know, so let's find out more about this. They're kind of trying to say, hey, don't bother with those malls anymore. Do it this way. I wonder if the people that own the malls like that. I don't think so. Let's find out what they say. Let's read the rest of the article.
The idea of spending 2 hours at a mall to try to buy a new pair of jeans, that's just not something that anybody really wants to do, said Katrina Lake, who, in 2011, founded Stitch Fix, one of the earliest incarnations of online personal shopping services. It's now the leader in a growing field. Lake remembers how shopping during the holiday season at Dayton's department store in downtown Minneapolis always left her with a sense of wonder. It was a place you went with your family to explore what's new and what's trending. A place you went in and discovered, she said. It was an experience that she feels no longer exists as people's lives become busier and malls become bigger.
Whoever wrote this article is really doing a good push for people doing this, because they say, well, you know, you don't have to bother to go to the mall. You have to bother to do something. You're going to just go home and watch TV all the time.
That's right.
It doesn't hurt you to get out. But whoever spends 2 hours trying to buy a new pair of jeans, I don't think most people do. I mean, you know where to buy jeans that you like, and you just go there and you think, I need a new pair. I don't think you spend that long looking for them, do you?
Honestly, I have spent 2 to 3 hours shopping for a sweater and a shirt.
Yeah.
You're trying to find that perfect shirt, but generally it'll take me like 30 minutes.
Right.
It doesn't take that long if you know what you want.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I think the key is knowing what you want. You know, and I think if you're shopping for maybe one item like a pair of jeans, maybe it's not going to take you 2 hours. But I'm sure, Serena, you spent way more than 2 hours in a mall shopping.
That's true. I'm usually there for 4 to 5 hours, but
then you look for different things, shoes and blouses, and you see what's on sale. I think sales take people to the malls quite a bit.
Right. Yeah. And I just love walking around and window shopping overall. Just being in the mall is a fun experience.
It's true.
So anyway, you know, you stop and buy these, you know, donuts and coffee or something on the way, or have a cup of clam chowder at the mall.
Right.
It's kind of fun. You don't just shop. You just socialize a bit.
It's an experience.
Yeah. You could get more exercise at the mall in one day than at the gym.
But this lady started this thing called Stitch Fix. They always try to have very clever names to fix it and stitch it up, to sew it up. That's the name of it. That's one of the earliest ones. And what does it mean here to have an incarnation of something?
Well, an incarnation is a particular physical form or condition of something or someone that is changing or development. So this is one of the first stores, retailers that did this idea of personal online shopping services.
Okay. And they started that out. Now there's so many of them. We'll be mentioning different ones.
Mm-hmm.
But she remembers when she was shopping during the holiday season. Now, you know very much that the holiday season is going to be busier.
That's
it always
right.
is, right?
Yes.
And she went to Dayton's department store in downtown Minneapolis. Now, they have one of the largest malls, I think, in North America, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. But it left her with a sense of wonder. What does that mean?
Well, it's just that idea of like, wow, you know, I see all these people and all the decorations and there's all these things that you can buy. That's amazing.
And she kind of liked it in a way, didn't she?
That's right.
But then now she says she doesn't think that people experience that feeling anymore because they're too busy. They don't want to go through all that and walk around the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Are people too busy to go shopping now, do you think?
I think so, more and more, but I actually really
enjoy
it.
Why are they too busy to go shopping?
I think especially these days, women, they're becoming more career-oriented. You know, they don't have time to shop.
What do they do after work? The malls
probably
are open.
Probably take care of the kids.
The malls are open till 9 at night.
Yeah, I think a lot of people actually now, you know, they're working till 9 at night. They're working later and later.
Not
and
in America, I don't think.
It depends where you are, I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then, you know, like Serena was saying, they have to take care of their families. And, I mean, that's just how, it depends on the person. It depends on the person.
But I think they're really trying to get us predisposed to this idea, so they're mentioning it quite a bit. But, you know, there are other ways to shop. There always have been. In fact, they always had the long time ago, the old Sears catalog. Mm-hmm. For years, people that lived in the country, they would order their jeans and things by the catalog.
That's right.
And you could look through the catalog and you tell them what color you want and what size, and then you could order it by mail.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now it's all online and you see all the pictures and you tell them what you want. And you can still order it on mail. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have people send it to your home. You can look online sitting at home.
That's right.
Reading supper if you want.
Yes.
So, I mean, there are other ways, right?
There are. And this is definitely only one of the ways to shop. You know, I think it's just some people like the idea of having that personal service and someone taking care of them. Other people like you, Doris, enjoy doing it for yourself. And I think there, you know, you can do both. You can have your if you need someone to shop for you, you can have that. And then if you want to do it for yourself, you can do that as well.
Yeah. Well, now, if somebody sends you a package in the mail and you open it up and you don't want to keep it, then you have to somehow wrap it up and go to the post office or someplace and mail it again.
Right.
Is that really worth all that trouble? Mm.
Well, they do send you a return envelope that's already prepaid. So you put the clothes back in. And then in the States, you can just put that package right in your mailbox at your house. And
are
then
you sure? Because
so
it looks like a big
office.
Box. You look over here at the picture on the next page of Stitch Fix. It says online personal shopping sites like Stitch Fix. Send them a curated box of clothing.
That's right.
They seem to be more and more. So they send you a box. You can't just put that in your mailbox.
Well, no, they send you that box. Inside the box, there's like this plastic bag envelope thing that you seal up, and then you put that in your mailbox. Yeah.
Well, it'd have to be a pretty big mailbox.
Yeah.
It's not your letter mailbox.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It seems a little complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And we also see the word curated, right? Which you can actually say it two ways. You can say curate or curate, which means to select, organize, and present online content or merchandise using professional knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, you say, well, I'm going to buy this, but not that. So you have to mark it and say which one you're buying and not marking, and be sure you don't get charged for something you didn't buy. It's not that simple, really. They try to make it sound very simple, but I think there can be mistakes that way too, don't you, Campbell?
Yeah, I think it definitely takes a lot more effort and kind of have to pay more attention to it. There's a lot more administration involved in the process. So again, it depends on what you enjoy and what you want, I think, what you're willing to pay for.
Well, the thing is, if they send you one thing, you go to the store. While you're there, you might buy more things because you buy this, but you're walking in the store and you see something else on sale.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I think you could buy different things. You don't just buy one thing when you go shopping.
Yeah.
They just send you like a scarf and a dress and shoes or something all together. Mm-hmm. They don't send you a whole lot of different things.
Right. What I like about the idea is that, you know, it teaches you how, like, not teach you, but it shows you, like, oh, you could wear this. It kind of puts an outfit together for you. So it kind of, you can have an idea of how
to
wear.
Your wife can do that for you.
That's true.
Or he can do it for you.
Or I can do my wife. I do it for my wife.
One way or another, right? No, it's just an idea. I think it's a good idea to think about it and discuss it. There are what we say pros and cons
for
and against.
Yes.
But they're just trying to say that this kind of online personal shopper is going to be a new way. They reinvent, make it new, and probably in the future a lot of people will do that. So we can think about it. Would we like to go that direction or not? Because whether we actually get into doing it will decide if it becomes popular or not.
Right.
Some things happen, and people don't like them, and then they just fade away.
That's true.
And sometimes the fad takes on. Mm-hmm. So this is a good way for you to think about it,
yeah.
What's involved in it.
Yeah, and for people who are entrepreneurs, it's always good to to understand
new business,
new business ideas and the trends that are coming and how people come up with these concepts, you know, and maybe that'll inspire you to come up with your own business idea and your own trend that you would start.
So it's a good subject for us to talk and think about. And we'll talk about it a little bit more tomorrow, the pros and cons. If you like this idea of something coming in the mail and you open it up, and if you like it, you keep it, and then you pay for it. Or you send part of it back or keep part of it.
Right. So let us know what you think. Write us an email. And also remember to check out our QR code at the top of page 14. There are a lot of great videos and topic talks that you can watch and learn more from.
Okay. And come back tomorrow when we talk about the subscription-based personal shopping services. I can hear some of you saying, that's for me. I don't want to go shopping. I'll do it. And others saying, no way. I like them all. So we'll talk about it again tomorrow. See you then.
Bye.